Chapter 3. Witnesses. Arrival in the East. The Red Cross nurse, Erika Ohr, soon forgot about her lonely departure by train from Germany. It was mid-November 1942. Hitler's forces were spread unevenly along the Eastern Front. A major Soviet counteroffensive was about to explode, and another Russian winter approached. The train crossed the border into Poland, and suddenly everything looked totally different. The countryside, the houses, the train stations, the script on the signs. Ohr saw bombarded villages for the first time. Around her, the soldiers whose destination was Stalingrad stopped carrying on as they had been. There was no more joking or singing. Ohr realized that despite Nazi radio and newsreels touting German superiority, the war was dragging on longer than expected. Back home, Stuttgart would soon experience its heaviest aerial bombardment to date. The Nazi push for world hegemony was being decided on the Eastern Front, and that was where all eyes were turned, including Erika Ohr's. To Ohr, the journey east seemed as endless as the horizon. The train passed slowly through Belarus on its way toward Ukraine. Out the window, there was not much to see but the blur of gray plains, interrupted by occasional patches of bare birch trees. The incessant turning and screeching of the train wheels added to the monotony. There appeared to be no life whatsoever in this foreign land. No people, hardly a bird. Inside the train car, soldiers were lying among their packs. Some had nodded off. Others reread old newspapers. When Ohr finally arrived in the provincial capital of Zhytomyr, about 90 miles west of Kiev, it was late in the day. She was pondering what to do next when she heard female voices speaking German. Ohr approached two women, military aides in uniform, who were in the station with their boss, a Wehrmacht officer. They arranged for a driver and carriage to bring her to the surgical hospital across town.